Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of The Wrap-Up, a production of The Balance. Join Tom and $2 Bill Josh as they wrap up the last 24 hours of sports for you. Right now, here's Tom and $2 Bill Josh.
I am Optimus Prime, and I send this message to any surviving Autobots taking refuge among the stars. We are here. We are waiting.
It's time to start.
All right, boys and girls. Episode of The Wrap-Up, bringing you The Balance, high atop the plush studios of The Balance Studios here in Indianapolis, Indiana. Right alongside me is my partner in crime, the one, the only, $2 Bill, the man, Josh Elmore. Josh, how are we doing today?
I'm great. How are you, Tom?
I am fantastic. Well, guys, as you know, here on The Wrap-Up, we're going to wrap up the last 24 hours of sports for you. And I know yesterday and then tonight we've got the All-Star Game, so let's just dive right into it. We had the Home Run Derby. Go ahead, Josh, break down the Home Run Derby for us.
Okay, well, it was a great derby. I'm not quite going to say, but I agree with what Telemundo called it. I don't know if you've heard it. They said it came down to gringos versus Latinos last night, and it's a true story. National League had all white. The National League was all white Americans, and the American League was all players of Latino descent. I'm not sure if it was playing that way or if it just worked out that way.
Well, I'm quite certain that it was not playing that way. But go ahead, Josh, give us your take of the Derby. Neither one of our winners came through to be the winner. Go ahead and tell us about the winner and some of the unique storylines, if you will, of the 2011 Home Run Derby.
I think it came down to the best first baseman in the American League and the best second baseman in the American League. And the two guys with the best swing in all of baseball, I don't know if you got a chance to see it or not, Tom, but both Robinson Cano and Adrian Gonzalez have two of the purest swings I've ever seen. It was a fantastic derby. The National League kind of forgot to show up a little bit last night. I'm not sure what happened there. I think the only one that made it out of the first round was Prince Fielder.
Oh, did I call him? I'm sorry. I meant to call him. Actually, though, yeah, it was a fun event to watch. I mean, but from the aspects of this going down in the record books of being one of the great home run derbies of all time, certainly did not play that bill. One of the most interesting stories was the guy or the idiot or the numbskull or the slowhead, whatever you want to call him, that wants to jump over the railing to try to catch the ball, and his friends caught him. Now, just if you guys remember, just 48 hours ago, less than 48 to 72 hours ago, we had a young father and a fireman in Texas that did the same thing, only he wasn't so fortunate and, you know, died right there in front of his young son. Come on, guys. It's always fun to catch a foul ball. I know I've caught a few myself in my day, but come on, guys. It's time to start using your brain, because if you can't use your brain when trying to catch these foul balls, you got to remember one thing. There's only one thing that can happen is the MLB is going to step in and they're going to do something drastic. I don't know what that'll be, whether that put plexiglass on the upper levels or move seats back or, you know, fine you, or you could be, you know, ejected from the game if you die for a ball from the upper level. So, guys, for all baseball fans out there, don't be the idiot caught on the highlight reel, because you certainly don't want to be that guy that is now whose young son is now without a father because he jumped for a home run at a big league stadium. Josh, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, you almost had that story right. Well, what actually happened in Texas, And I feel for Josh Hamilton, and he's talked about it several times. He heard a player shout for a foul ball. He ended up coming up with one. He turned around and tossed it to him. For whatever reason, the guy fell over the railing. Josh Hamilton's gone above and beyond the call of duty, trying to reach out to the guy's family. But this is going to sound a little harsh. If you're willing to jump over the railing, then I don't know that it's Major League Baseball's job to stop you. It says on the ticket they're not responsible.
Well, I understand that, and it certainly does, and they take every precaution necessary to keep that from happening. But at the same time, even though they're not responsible, it certainly does. The last thing that in the MLB wants to do is to constantly be dealing with these type of PR issues when it comes to idiots who have – all I'm saying, guys, is if it's there, catch it. If it's not within your grasp, if you've got to lean more than 3 feet over a railing, don't go for it. Or buy seats in a lower level. That's my opinion there, Josh.
I would agree, but what I thought was most interesting about the ballpark, and maybe the Indianapolis Indians and other teams could start doing this around baseball, did you notice the pool with the girls and the bikinis at the ballpark?
Oh, I love it. I love it. Absolutely love it. I mean, I do think that should be a model, especially on days like today when we're trying to hit 100 degrees here in central Indiana. And speaking of heat wave, whoo, there's a hot one out there in Arizona for the Midsummer Classic, boys and girls. That's right. It is All-Star Night out in Chase Stadium in Arizona, out in the desert. So, Josh, just like last night, you take the American League, I'll take the National League. Let's talk about it. Let's break it down. It's All-Star Night, All-Star Game 2011, right here on the balance. So let's break that down.
Well, tonight, I think the National League has the dominant pitching staff. I think the American League has the better pitchers. It's going to come down to, does pitching beat hitting, or does hitting beat pitching? I myself like to think that a good hitter is more valuable than a good pitcher, although a lot of baseball fans say a good pitcher is better than a good hitter. But I think the American League is stacked with Adrian Gonzalez, David Ortiz, Kevin Youkilis of the Red Sox, Curtis Granderson and Cano of the Yankees, Jose Bautista. I think it should be a fabulous night. But the part I'm looking most forward to, and I kind of got started this back at the Indy 500, is watching the red carpet show on MLB Network at 7:30.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you were going somewhere with that, Josh. Yes, that is a fun thing to watch, and to watch all the celebrities and everybody that comes down the red carpet. I had a great opportunity at Indianapolis 500 to be on the red carpet this year, and you're right, it's a fun experience, and it's a good time to watch. Now, here's my thing, guys. The National League has plenty of good hurlers in its pen, as well as starting with the man who almost got the nod to Atlanta, and that's, I'm just going to call him JJ. Jair Jones. But I just, you know, there again, it goes, like you said, hitting against pitching. Myself, I think that if you've got a good pitcher on the mound, you're not, the hitters aren't going to be able to hit those balls. If you've got a good pitcher that can get a ball down the center and can mix it up and can really do well, even on a game that they don't strain them a lot, they don't really push them as much as they would in a regular game every night, because keep in mind, next week they're going to be right back at it again. And myself, I just think that when you got some strong pitchers there like the National League has, I just don't think that the American League has what it takes. I mean, certainly they have some of the best pitchers, you know, Felix Hernandez, you know, David Price, John Lester. I don't know if they're even pitching tonight, Josh. I could be wrong, but those are certainly some all-star pitchers out there. And the last six all-star games have been decided by two runs or less, which puts an emphasis back on, again, how do you determine home field advantage in the Fall Classic, known as the World Series, Josh?
You play 162 162 games, I would think that whoever has the best record after 162 games has earned home field advantage. I said this yesterday, and if you look at the paper, you've been watching ESPN, certainly seems the players agree with me. The All-Star game is exciting for the fans, but at the end of the day, it's a meaningless game. If it wasn't, anybody who was healthy would want to play in it. They wouldn't be coming up with excuses to miss it. The latest one being all the rage today is, why isn't Derek Jeter playing? I think he's not playing because, like I said yesterday, it's a meaningless game at the end of the day.
I can, I'll go part way with you. And welcome back. Sorry about that, guys. With the sometimes Skype just doesn't do what it's supposed to do, and I do apologize about that. So we got Josh back with us. Josh, I do not know what happened there. I apologize. I was just rambling on. So I don't know where we dropped off at. But basically, what I was saying was, I do believe that there's meaning to that game, and I'm gonna agree with you part way on that. I mean, here's the thing: it means something to fans. Us as fans, we put this show together for the fans. Does it mean anything in the long run? And should it count for home field advantage? I don't know. Those are all things that people can worry about later on at a different time in the off season. But for me, the baseball fan, it gets a good opportunity for me to watch my guys, my heroes, my sporting heroes, if you will, up close and personal. I like to think of it like this. So I had an opportunity to watch Pujols, or for example, even though he's not there this year, or Prince Fielder, or David Ortiz, or you know, some of the other greats, you know, play a game of street pickup ball, baseball out in the street. I would love to do that. And I think this gives a good opportunity for the fans to do that. And it's very relaxed. I think the players probably have a few adult beverages, a lot of things that normally wouldn't go on in normal games go on. It's just a good time for fans to get out there and just watch their players play some backyard baseball, Josh.
I would agree. It means something to the
Are you with me, Josh?
Yeah, so I guess we've had a bit of technical difficulty. I would agree. That's a fair statement. It means something to the fans and not the players, but at the end of the day, the players do get paid by the fans. So I suppose, from my point of view, it's a necessary evil.
Right. Well, here's the thing. I mean, it's been going on for a lot of years, okay? And it's just a good opportunity for baseball to showcase its best players, and I think that's what it's all about. Of course, just like anything else, there's things that could be perfected on and improved upon. And, you know, the think tanks can get together and figure out a way to make this better. But I think that it gives teams that are struggling with injury an opportunity for those players to rehab and to get back in shape. It gives them just some time to sit back and be with their families, to just get a new focus and a new – because let's think about it. Right after the All-Star break – It's either win or go home, basically, because the clock starts ticking next week if you even want to be or even imagine to be in postseason. So that breath of fresh air, I think is a great opportunity, Josh.
I would agree. It's a great opportunity. It's a great chance to reset.
Are you on a game show, Josh?
No, I wish I was.
I love catching Josh Elmore offline. He always says, I would agree. So that's today's tweet. Each and every day I'm going to pick a saying from Josh, and I'm going to tweet it worldwide. Yesterday, those of you that follow us on tweet know that Josh said, reach around. Tonight, Josh's word of the day is, I would agree. So I would agree with you, Josh. Go right ahead.
It's a great chance to move forward heading into the All-Star, well, heading into the trading deadline, rather. My Red Sox happen to be in first place. You know, they got off to a bad start, But if you look at the standings, I mean, the Pirates are 4 games over .500 for the first time since George H.W. Bush was president at the All-Star break. In fact, it's the first time they've had a winning record at the All-Star break since Bush was president. But when you look at the standings, everybody thought Red Sox, Phillies in the World Series heading into the season. The Red Sox got off to a bad start. If you look at the standings, though, Red Sox had the best record in the American League. The Phillies had the best record in the National League. I think the cream has already started to rise to the top as far as the best teams in baseball go.
Okay. Now, what do you think the top teams will be other than your Red Sox there, Josh?
I think it'll be the Yankees. In fact, I'm looking forward to a nice 7-game American League Championship Series between the Red Sox and the Phillies. And people are going to think I'm crazy. People would think I'm crazy because the Pirates are in the first place today. I think the National League Championship Series, when it's all said and done, could very well shake out the Phillies-Pirates.
Phillies and Pirates in the National League Championship game. I don't have a problem with that line of thinking. Well, guys, we're going to see what happens. We got about 10 minutes or so left here in the wrap-up. Keep in mind, we do this thing called the wrap-up every single day right here at 6 o'clock Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. So glad that you could join us. And, guys, you can also follow us online, www.thebalanceonline.com. Follow my blogs as well as Josh's blogs as well. And also, if you guys are familiar with our show on Thursday, we pull out all the guns. 2 hours we come at you from 4 to 6 p.m. on Thursday. Now, we will be moving that time back here in the very near future, and that'll probably – we'll let you know when that happens, but that'll probably be around 6 to 8 or 7 to 9 when that 2-hour show takes place. But in the second hour, we've got R.J. Cunningham from Trackside Review, the magazine, comes in and just breaks down racing for us. And, you know, it's a good opportunity for us to talk racing and a good opportunity for us to talk to some people that are involved in racing. In fact, I was just talking to Lindy Thackett from over at the Versus Network. I was just talking to her on the phone this afternoon, and we're trying to get her on the show here in the very, very near future, and we've been exchanging texts. As you can imagine, she's got a very busy schedule. So you never know who's going to pop up on Thursday afternoon. So I want to make sure that you guys check out our Thursday afternoon show live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Also, you can download all of the archive shows on iTunes as well. Well, guys, as we've been talking about all afternoon long, in the last 20 minutes or so, I should say, is the MLB All-Star Game. Now, tomorrow is another exciting game out in Salt Lake City. It's the AAA All-Star Game. Now, Josh, I know that you are a man on the field out at Victory Field with the Indianapolis Indians. You know a little something about the AAA. Tell us what's going on in the AAA All-Star Game tomorrow. Are any of the Indianapolis Indians out there? And what's going on with that?
First baseman Matt Haig of the Indianapolis Indians is playing in the AAA All-Star Game. And it's just the best of the AAA, which are going to be the best of tomorrow, and the Major Leagues playing. But on the scheduling note, and I've yet to get this confirmed, I believe Thursday we might be doing Trackside Review first and the Balance second. I think we might be flipping it for 1 week.
Okay. Well, I'll have to check on that, but that very well might be. I don't keep track of that sort of stuff. Well, guys, it is the MLB All-Star Game. It's the National League against the American League. My vote is for the National League tonight. Home field advantage in the Fall Classic. And I have no problem thinking that the Phillies and the Pirates in the National League Championship, those Pirates are really putting it on. And we were just speaking about the Indianapolis Indians. And that just goes to show the importance of your AAA team, guys. They're all over the United States. So make sure you take an opportunity to go out there and check out your AAA team. This is the 82nd Major League Baseball All-Star Game. It takes place tonight out in the desert in Phoenix, home of the Arizona Diamondbacks. And out in Chase Field. And I tell you what, I mean, we've talked about this for a few minutes here on the show, even with home field advantage for the World Series on the line, which the one with what Josh says is basically an insane idea. Baseball's All-Star game lacks luster it once had. And I am a huge, huge baseball fan, and I think anybody that knows me that knows that I love baseball. It is the core of what I do in sports. I love baseball. But I just think that money, not with just baseball, but a lot of other people, since we're talking about the All-Star game tonight in the wrap-up right here on The Balance, I just think money has become a primary culprit in baseball alone. In 1976, for example, just as the free agency era in baseball began, the average salary of a baseball player was $54,680. Now, in today's dollars, that 1976 average would climb to $206,167. So, controversially, the average salary for baseball players in 2011 is $3.2 million. That's over 15 times larger. Now, Josh, I don't know about you, but that in itself is some staggering numbers, especially when you talk to the veteran players from the 60s, the 70s, and even the 80s can just get a little lump in their throat and scream. All they want about modern-day players is just not to give a rip anymore. I mean, who cares about the money? Once you're getting multi-millions of dollars, who cares about the money? But in the reality, folks, is that the financial part and act are incentives and disincentives as a team owner and as a player. I say we go back to real baseball for the fans. If Major League Baseball wants to ensure the top stars show up tonight and for ages to come, they need to use financial rewards and punishments to impact player incentives. And Josh, I don't know about you, I just think that if they hit these players where it counts the most, that's when we're going to get back to players playing the game of baseball for the game of baseball. So looking at it from your side of the coin on tonight's game, yeah, it's a disappointing game every year when we start breaking down these numbers. Josh, what are your thoughts?
I could see a financial reward. However, studying a little bit of CBA agreements, trying to understand the NFL and NBA lockouts, if the owners tried to punish the players for not going to the All-Star game, it would be a clear violation of the CBA, and I would even project it would lead to another strike, but that's another topic for another show. I think the American League's going to win tonight. I think the International League's going to win the Chipotle All-Star game tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to the ESPYs tomorrow night, which we haven't even had time to fit into the schedule this week.
And that is tomorrow night, so we'll talk about that in tomorrow night's wrap-up. But basically, what I was seeing, how I can tie this all together, Josh, is I think that each player that's elected by the fans, well, not just by the fans, but by sports writers as well, but the fans certainly have a vote. Whether or not you believe it or not, you have a vote. And I think each player that's elected into the All-Star team receives $1 million for participation in the game. Non-starters receive $500,000. Any player that refuses to attend All-Star festivities and cannot medically verify an injury should pay a fine of $1 million. Makes sense to me. Players of the winning team should split a bonus payment of $10 million among themselves. Those are just some of the things that people are talking about. It's expensive, but a league generating $6 billion in revenue can afford $40 million payout. Perhaps it's a bit sad that money must be used to induce greater participation and effort in the All-Star game. And Josh, that's where I would agree with you, that this game tonight has no meaning.
I can certainly see your point, and that is a good point. That I don't really see it changing anytime in the near future. Not until Bud Selig retires, so I really think there'll be a lot of major changes in baseball. Although, I don't know if you got a chance to see the home run derby last night, but there's a lot of talk going along that Cal Ripken Jr. may be the next commissioner of baseball. Any thoughts, Tom?
I had not heard that. It certainly would be a person of interest to me. I would definitely be ready to see what he could bring. He certainly could bring the view from the players, so that's for sure. And one more thing I want to make sure I get through my notes, Josh. What I was trying to paraphrase is, from the fans' perspective, is that if you pay them, they will play. If you penalize them, they will stay. If you change it, they will watch. And I just think that if we take those notes together, I think that we can make baseball a much, much better game for the fans. You and I, Josh, we're on a two-man rodeo to make it happen. What do you think?
Sounds good to me. I'm extremely excited about the All-Star game tonight. I'm going to predict the American League to win, but I guarantee there will not be another tie in baseball All-Star game. Oh, wait, there could be. It's happened before.
I absolutely agree with you, although, as you know, I'm going to go ahead and go with the National League. I think that the National League's got some good representation. Well, Josh, that's going to do it. I need you to go ahead and give us the last 30 seconds of the day, which is equal to the two-minute warning. Go ahead, Josh.
We've had a lot of time this week to talk about the Major League All-Star Game. And head out at work tomorrow. Tune in at noon as USA Women take on France in the semifinals of the Women's World Cup.
All right, Josh, and that's the 30-second wrap-up, guys. I'm going to tell you to watch the All-Star Game is it on ESPN tonight, Josh? It's on Fox. Thanks to my lovely assistant, Mrs. Marquis, who just informed me that it's on Fox. Guys, that's going to do it for our wrap-up. Make sure you check out the AAA All-Star Game. Of course, the Indianapolis Indians have first baseman Matt Haig, who will show up there in Salt Lake City. We'll see you tomorrow on the podcast, right here on The Wrap-Up.